You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
The book of Genesis, in our first reading, tells us that the glory covering Adam and Eve faded, and they realized they were naked. The nakedness here is not necessarily a state without clothes, but it is the deprivation of grace, honor, integrity, dignity, dominion, and true freedom. The Church has always taught through the years and through the centuries that Mary, full of grace, was set apart from the moment of her conception. And that is why today we celebrate this great solemnity, the Immaculate Conception. The splendor of an entirely unique holiness by which Mary is enriched from her first instant of conception comes from God. And the book of Genesis describes how sin and death entered the world and how with it came death. But God, in his wisdom, did not, at creation, want to allow us to perish in our sin. And so he designed a solution in order to be able to undo the damage caused by sin. This wise and loving plan begins with the Immaculate Conception of Mary, by which our mother is made worthy to receiving the Messiah, Jesus Christ. If the first woman brought a curse, but Mary brought liberation and true freedom. Mary's obedience therefore cancels the disobedience of Eve and now opens the way for the coming of our Savior. The merits of Christ's saving life, death, and resurrection were applied to the Blessed Virgin Mary in advance of the actual events in our salvation story. It is like a preventive medicine. The rest of humanity inherit original sin and its effects, and we have to submit afterwards to the medicine which is called baptism. Saint Maximilian Kolbe pointed out, a man cannot rise any higher than this. The Immaculate is the highest degree of perfection and sanctity of a creature. No man will ever attain this celestial summit of grace, but for the Mother of God. However, he who gives himself without limits to the Immaculate will in a short time also attain a very high degree of perfection and procure for God a very great glory. So the Immaculate Conception of Mary marks the dawn of of the new covenant, celebrating the gracious preparation of God of his new people to receive their Savior. So God's grace is continually being poured forth upon us, as was done then, still happens even today. And so to be able to respond to God's grace, we need to believe, we need to seek, and we need to acquire. Believe what? Seek what? And acquire what? To be able to respond to God's grace, we need to believe in God's presence. Although none of us was conceived immaculately, but when we were baptized, all the stains of sin were taken away from us to make us God's own adoptive children. And through the sacrament of reconciliation, we constantly renew God's gift of immaculate heart in every one of us. We were prepared by God through the power of the Holy Spirit for a holy life and most be unblemished in this unholy world. So no matter how old we may be, God still makes it possible for us to be reborn in innocence and character. We too can become blameless and immaculate by purifying ourselves from sin and by preserving God's grace in our lives. To respond to God's grace, again, we must seek to cooperate with the grace of God in our lives, as the Blessed Virgin Mary had shown us. Mary's sinlessness was not something she achieved by her own power. No. But it was a gift of God given to her right from the moment of her conception. Yet, Mary remained ever cooperative, and grace came from Jesus through the humility of Mary. And so Mary became an instrument of God's plan and made total gift of herself to God. God needs every one of us today to be instruments in our world, in our time. Through Christ, we are all empowered to resist the snares of evil and to be able to do the will of God. And we can place ourselves in the service of God. We are therefore all enjoined to continue saying yes, like Mary, by making room for Jesus in our lives as we respond with unreserved generosity to God, to be as faithful in discipleship to our Son as our Blessed Mother Mary was. Finally, to acquire the attitude of thankfulness to God and humility before everyone, as the life of our Blessed Mother reflects in the Magnificat that we recite every day. Every mother wants her children to inherit or acquire all her good qualities. This is what every good mother wants or desires for her children. Hence, Our Immaculate and Heavenly Mother wants our lives to be characterized by thankfulness, humility, holiness, and purity. We remain eternally grateful to God for victory over sin, which is blindness, ignorance, and absence of love. Mary is depicted today as crushing the devil's head, symbolizing her complete victory over sin and evil. Sin therefore separates us from others and imprisons us in our unselfishness. Even though there is no once and for all victory over evil in our lives, but every choice makes the next right choice easier. May our Blessed Virgin Mother Mary be with us to guide us and to protect us, that her constant intercession may keep our hearts and our souls pure, so that we too may remain fitting dwelling places for her Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit, as we all prepare for Christmas in the next few days.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.